hello there. And I made the mistake. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. This is Jamie Gilmore. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I ate a hot pepper right before we came on the air. I had no idea why I did that. And man, my mouth is literally on fire. I ate some bread. Thank you for the bread.
You're welcome.
I came with a whole full cup of drink, and it's gone now because I'm just sucking it down because my mouth is literally on fire. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode. We've talked about doing this for a while. So here's how it's going to work. My whole life, I've interviewed people, whether radio, TV, podcast. Rarely, and I can't even think of it, when I have been interviewed. So tonight, we're going to flip the mic on me. I'm going to be in the hot seat. I'm looking forward to it. The whole panel here, and we've got several people. We've got Lisa Kriegel in studio. We've got Catherine Versiglio. We got Cameron Bartlett. We got Jasmine Morning. We got Megan Kiker-White, who's knocking some pizza out right now. And of course, Gavin Williams, the man, the myth. So they're going to ask me questions, and then maybe five questions, like, you know, because you got to end that with Ryan. That's how we end the episode. So I'm going to throw it to Lisa, and I'm no longer the host with the most. I'm just a guest of the very popular Chamber Chat podcast.
Evening, everyone. So Jamie, it was Jamie's idea to interview him, by the way, y'all. Spotlight's on him every week, so why not make it more?
So it'll be tough for me. I'm shy. I'm difficult in these situations. You know that.
He's a liar. So I'm really excited. I think this is great because, you know, he's behind the scenes so much with, you know, interviews that we do, and he just does a lot, and, you know, this was his idea to bring this Chamber Chat to light anyway, and it's really taken off, and he's done a good job with coordinating with the high school students, and they are awesome, and are here every week and work tirelessly to make sure they edit us out and, you know, make it very seamless. So with that being said, I'm going to let Catherine Versiglio ask the first question on Jamie, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, my mouth's on fire. Literally on fire. I can't stop drinking stuff. Go ahead.
Eat some more pita bread.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, Jamie, let's start with how you got involved in this whole thing. Who got you on the Chamber Board of Directors?
Yeah, how did that come about?
So, I should be eating bread
on
the air.
Sorry.
It's okay. You know, it's a funny story. So, I was, for a few years, I would do certain events. Like, I did the Christmas parade every year. And Debbie, through Jake Weir, got in contact with me. Would you like to come do Pawpalooza a few years ago? And so I went. You know, I love anytime you give me a mic and a live crowd, I'm at peace. That's my most favorite thing. I love to do it. So I was all fired up. And on stage that day, and I haven't seen Lisa. I know Lisa because her kid used to go to the Boys and Girls Club, which I worked for years in Hueytown, and I haven't seen Lisa in forever, and we just started talking. And it was one of those chaotic moments where she really helped me that day, because she'll tell you, like most events, and it was like any event we do, there's 1,000 people, they're asking me questions, you know, you got to divide 175 people up in a costume contest all of a sudden, you know, these things happen on a routine basis. So she helped me, and then after it was over, we were talking about the Chamber, and she said something about, you wouldn't be interested in doing that. And I was like, you know, I could be interested. I like the, you know, the community. I'm a big part of that because I'm already, you know, doing some events. And now pretty much I haven't missed an event over the past 3 years emceeing it. But she kind of got me into it. We talked, and then we talked to Debbie. And then I guess I got voted in, which is not easy to do here. This is a tough group to be a part of. I can tell you without a question, it is a tough group to be a part of. But, you know, yeah, she got me into it and truly blessed to be a part of it. It's a great opportunity. When you get to make a difference in the community, and you get to make a difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we do matters. And I think we sometimes take it for granted because we're in the middle of it. We're in the midst of it. We don't see it. But what we do matters. Yeah. We, you know, the community's better off because of what we do. And it's we because we're a team. It's a team effort. We all have a skill set. We all do different things. My skill is, you know, I'm hosting. I'm the voice. That's what I do. Don't call me if you need somebody to fix something or put a table together. But if you need me to talk about putting a table together, call me. I can do that. But you know that. But I think again, it's a special group, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. But you can thank Lisa Kriegel, who, by the way, because she does that, I never mess with her. I'm always very supportive.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be lying to these good people at UT.
No, I wouldn't lie about that. Absolutely. I don't lie, period. Ask Cameron Bartley. Go ahead.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
Cameron, do you have a question? Okay.
Good job, Cameron. What a be on broadcasting on point. You guys were asking questions? Okay, good.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, the first one. Okay, did you see anyone and become inspired to start speaking, like, over the radio and stuff like that?
Did I see anybody? Not really. You know, I used to love, when I was a kid, I used to love game show host. To this day, I think I'd be a great game show host.
You missed your calling on that one.
Come on down, Barker.
Also, Barker. Also, I did some plays and stuff. I liked acting, but not one person per se, but just the thought of being able to entertain people. You know, and let me say this too. If you're going to do this, like if you're listening right now and you want to get into radio, you want to get into podcast or TV, you need anything like that on part-time basis, full-time basis, what you have to understand is you got to put up with criticism and you've got to understand people, everybody's not going to like you. So when I was first doing college radio, my professor told me, it doesn't matter who's listening. So when you see me do this podcast or when I do anything radio, TV, you get the same show if one person's listening or 500,000 people are listening. There's no difference in me when the red light comes on. But I think just the thought of entertaining people has always made me happy. Great question, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this is a good break because my mouth's still on fire.
Okay. Anybody? I got another one. Okay. Okay, let's see. So that question kind of answered my next one. But let's see. What do you like most about yourself, Jamie?
I don't know, you know. Nothing really. I'm sometimes depressed when I'm walking around and sad and I cry. At what I have not. No, I'm just kidding. I make the joke all the time, and I do this, and people, I know it annoys people so much, but I don't care. What do you like most about yourself? And I say everything. Here's important. We all need to like ourselves. We all need to have confidence. I don't care what your job is. I don't care what you're doing. Be confident in what you do. Have some confidence. And, you know, if you're depressed or having a bad day, I think perspective is important. My brother, in his mid-30s, he's like 6 years younger than me. He had a massive stroke. So he's bedridden. So for me, I can't let a day go by where I let something bother me as mundane as a bad day at work or, I forgot my phone at home or just the things in life that we take for granted. Because, you know, him, like a lot of people, would give anything to get up and have a bad day. So that always makes me appreciate it because, again, we're not promised. You know, when I pray at night, the first thing that I say is thank you for another day, another opportunity, because it's not promised. When I wake up in the morning, thank you for another opportunity to wake up and to do this and do this day. And you know what? I say thank you for the bad day. Today could be a bad day, and it probably, you know, we're going to have bad days, but that's what, you know, people, why are you so happy? Because why not? Mm-hmm. And so for me, for the people like my brother that are struggling, that would give anything to have a bad day, all of us have got to have good days for those people. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. I need to hear more about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not something I talk about a lot because it's not a conversation. Sometimes it can bring the room down, which I just did. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Somebody
out there needs to hear it.
But I think I do think we all need to work harder at that. I think we all need. And you know what? If you see somebody having a bad day, they might not have the perspective that I have, or they have this perspective they need. So, I mean, tell them you love them. Mm-hmm. Tell them, hey, it's going to be okay. I got your back. What do you? You know, let's go get some food. Or just anything. There are people out there right now that are lonely, that are scared, that are just going through so many difficult situations. And a lot of that is because nobody cares. So care about people. Care about your neighbor. If you've got a family member that you haven't talked to in 10 years because of something stupid, get over that. Mm-hmm. If you're upset about something that's driving you crazy and you can't get over it because it's, you know, this is precious. This world we live in, this time we have on this earth is precious. This world's thousands of years old or millions of years old, whatever you believe. And you're lucky if you're here 70 years of it. So we're here for a very small percentage. So make a difference. You know, again, in your prayers, hey, help me to make a difference today. Help me to be a bright spot in a dark world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's really dark out there.
Absolutely.
I work with the youth at our church, and I know they're like faced with so much the world that will just like suck them in so fast.
Adrian's almost 26, but I can't imagine having a child, like starting over and having a child right now and raising them up in this world. But all we can do is pray for protection. So, Jamie, I know you worked at the Hueytown Club for years and you've taken a regional top position. But did you go to Hueytown?
No. Okay, so I'm sorry I'm chewing. It's like Radio 101. You should not chew food. But my mouth is still on fire. What was in that pepper?
Well.
Now that you ask. I grew up in Bessemer, Hueytown. I went to Davis Middle School, played football at Davis. I was supposed to go to Lanier, but I lived in Bessemer. And my mom is very religious. I grew up at a Pentecostal church. I'm Methodist now. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't go back to a Pentecostal church. It's not for me because I don't want to get into religion here. It's wild. Just be ready if you ever go. Yes. Expect to stay 3 or 4 hours for a revival. Yes. But I ended up going to high school in Brooklane because my mom wanted me to go to a Christian school. And, you know, it was fine. It was small. It was good. I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. But I knew everybody. See, when you live on the west side, I don't know what it's like now for the kids in high school. But back then, Hueytown knew everybody from McAdory. McAdory knew everybody from Hueytown. We knew everybody from Pleasant Grove. We knew everybody. We just all knew each other. And you would hang out, and you would, you know, God, I'm going to sound so old here. Cruise the parking lot. Winn-Dixie. You'd ride around.
We did that when I was in high school, and that was like 15 years ago.
Okay, so, I mean, it still happens a little bit. Okay, I don't know what they do now in high school. I don't know what
I mean, on. I didn't.
Yeah.
But, like, other people did.
Yeah. I didn't want to. I was made to, Megan. I was made to go do those things. And I was like, stop that. But they made me anyway. But
okay, peer pressure.
Yeah. Don't fall for it. But, yeah, I went there. But I grew up on this side of town. So, Hueytown's, even though I don't live here now, somebody asked me today at work. They were like, why do you continue to be on the chamber because you don't work in Hueytown anymore. You don't live in Hueytown. I said, because that's neither here nor there. The place is special to me. So I'm going to help. And it's probably where I'll start my political career when I finally do start it. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Just be prepared.
Really?
Just be prepared. I don't want to say anything.
You
I'm not going
to. You've got to live in Hueytown. I don't run for mayor.
No, well. And when I say start,
so therefore I could never run. Don't worry, you won't have to see me in a political.
When I start my political career, I know you have to move to Hueytown. So be ready. I'm ready to go.
Well, I already got my campaign team together. So,
well, you know what?
Let's go. Yeah.
Some stiff competition. Well, I'm just gonna stay out. That way, I don't have to.
No, I need you to be a campaign manager. Listen, I need you to get me on stage and a mic, and I'm ready to go. And we'll debate all day long.
You better get moving back to
Hueytown. Like I said, stay tuned.
I'll manage your campaign, Jamie.
Thank you, Lisa.
As long as you're not running against Versiglio here, okay?
There's plenty of room.
Leave it free and clear.
We need co-mayors. What about that?
Co-mayors.
Actually,
Versiglio. But I feel like we could do.
We could do a lot of good.
I mean.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean.
And I'm not talking about, you know, just in this community. I'm talking about.
I'll let you be my assistant.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Okay. I really kind of want to go Senate anyway. So
Senate?
I want to go drain the swamp in Washington. That's
Let's
what I want to do.
Let's do it together.
Yeah, there you go. Ew. They're looking for a House Speaker. So, and I can speak. So what do you think?
I don't know enough about politics.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a fantastic idea.
This bread is so good.
So I have a random question, and it just made me, because you said Gilmore.
Sure.
Which I know that's your last name. But are you related to the Gilmore from the stadium?
Yeah, it's my great, it's my great-great-grandfather, Artist T. Gilmore.
For are you for real?
No,
are you,
absolutely not for real.
Jamie! Oh,
but she's like, but that's the politician. You see that face?
I would have believed you.
I know. I wanted to, I would have kept it going. I mean, I would have kept it going. I would feel bad because you were like, really? So where did he live?
I believed it too.
What kind of car did he drive? Did he have a big house?
He didn't even blink.
Not even.
Not a smile. Not a smirk.
You're a perfect politician, man.
Yep.
That helps me a lot. That ability to do right there. I won't get into it, but that helps me a lot. Anyway.
What, with the women?
No, I didn't say that. That's not important. Nobody cares about that. Cameron, you're yawning. Are you okay over there? Cameron Bartlett, who looks like she's about to go to sleep. It's okay.
Okay. So, like Lisa briefly mentioned, you used to work at the Hueytown
Boys and Girls
Club.
So, yeah.
What do you do now? Like, what's your title?
I'm at the corporate office, and I'm area director for Boys and Girls Clubs. So, we have like 8 clubs that are around the Central Alabama area, and we all have a director and a staff at each club, and I'm over 4 of those clubs.
And where's that?
Warrior Boys and Girls Club, the Pell City Boys and Girls Club, the John Williamson Boys and Girls Club in Trussville, Jasper Boys and Girls Club. I drive a lot, so I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Wow.
I listen to myself and critique myself when I'm driving around.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite podcast?
You have a lot of
critiquing. Critiquing tonight with that.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting listen. I'm interested in listening. My favorite podcast, it depends. I tell you one. Okay, so if anybody knows me that's listened to this podcast or been around me enough to know that my TV shows, the things that I like about TV, I love a teen drama. If you name a teen drama, I've seen it. So One Tree Hill, there's three ladies. Okay, so there's 3 girls who are on One Tree Hill, and they do a podcast called Drama Queens. And that's my favorite podcast right now. I love it.
Oh, like in real life they do it.
Yeah, they do it in real life.
Oh, I
yeah.
thought you meant on the show because I've never watched the show. But
great
then I was
show.
Like, wait, did they have podcasts back
no,
then?
No, it's a great show. No, it's great. Okay. It's a great show.
I have a question. What is your the most memorable interview that you've done or the best one?
Most memorable? Okay, so I've been able to, like most of my stuff's been in sports. So you wouldn't know a lot of those people probably. But like Jimbo Fisher, the head coach of Texas A&M, interviewed him. Bobby Bowden from Florida State. Leslie Visser.
But your personal favorite interview, the person that you've had the most, the best conversation with, the best flow of just a good interview.
Well, I was going to get to that. I think it's probably one of the best I ever had was a lady. I'll get to it. Leslie Visser. She was one of the first female sports reporters, and she was the first person that Bear Bryant ever let into the locker room. She was a trailblazer, and I had her on a show one time. I used to do this show. It was, we did it live from the Marriott on 280 on Monday nights, and I got whoever the guest was that was speaking that night. And when I sit down and talk to her, I wasn't expecting a whole lot, but when she talked about all the stuff that she had to kind of overcome, because I don't understand why, for whatever reason, when we became a country in the 1700s, that we thought women weren't good enough to do anything. I mean, did you know that women couldn't vote to the 1920s?
Yes.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, no,
don't
should,
get me started.
No, but you should be upset because it's ridiculous. And you know, the fact that we haven't had a female president in over 200, it's absolutely stupid, atrocious, any adjective you think of. So when talking to her, she was really, really nice. And she talked about the difficult time that, you know, guys didn't want to talk to her because she's female. And I thought it was a pretty good interview. To me, it was inspiring because she got past it. She didn't let it bother. Now she's a Hall of she's in the NFL Hall of Fame. I mean, that's to me was very it was kind of emotional because I felt bad for her, because I feel bad for a lot of women that have to go through that, that have to be continually be told, well, you know, I don't know if you're the right. It's wrong. So hopefully we're getting past that. One of the people that I got to introduce one time, Rudy Giuliani. I don't know if y'all know him. Mm-hmm. That's a former mayor during 9/11 in New York when the Twin Towers got hit. Also, he's Donald Trump's main lawyer. And during the election in 2020, he was one of the main people that were investigating the election fraud. I got to introduce him to him, and he was really super nice. Like, we were sitting there talking, And we started talking. He's a fan of the Yankees. And I mentioned that. He was on, and I mentioned him being on a Saturday Night Live because I didn't know. I didn't know what I was going to say when I introduced him. So we got very comfortable. I thought that was really cool getting to know him. So, yeah, I've had the chance to interview a lot of people, and it's been very lucky, very blessed. Yeah, very cool.
Well, I haven't. What is your favorite TV show? You said teen dramas, but like that's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Okay, my favorite TV show ever is The Sopranos.
I've never watched it.
Wow, really?
My dad has, but I haven't.
So yeah. You should be filled in by now.
Do I talk about The Sopranos? No, yes. Come on, one time. Can we listen to Jazz over there? Yeah, I mean. Okay, great show. Game of Thrones would be up there.
I've watched half of the first episode.
I'm not into that.
Me either.
I'm not into that type stuff. I mean, I like sitcoms. I'm not a... Yeah.
I like murder.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you what I'm watching now.
And action.
So I'll tell you what I'm watching now. I don't like these shows. I don't like police shows. I don't like NCIS. But I was talking to a young lady that told me to watch NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, I love that one. It's off now. But...
No, but I'm just watching it, going back and streaming it. And I'm on like the second season. And she likes it because of Lucas Black, who's from
Alabama.
Okay, met him at the river.
Oh, yeah. But he's in Sling Blade, right?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
also in Fast and the Furious 2, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff, but met him at the river one time. He's a good guy, and I don't think he really remembers that too much. I don't remember too much about it either. It was a river, but it's a good time. Mm-hmm. Love some Lucas Black, but I've just started watching that, so it's enjoyable. And I don't usually like those shows, but I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book? Or like genre of books, because I read a lot.
Yeah, so that's a great question. You're really knocking out of the park tonight.
I think she's doing excellent.
She is doing excellent. And Lisa doesn't throw out compliments very often. So you're doing...
What did you say?
I said you don't throw out compliments a lot. So you're...
Jamie!
You're very tough on these guys. And, you know, I mean... Anyway, I like history. I like history and I like books about people. I just finished a book called Divider. And I just finished a book before that called 1968. It's about the year 1968 that divided the country. It's a great book. There was so much going on.
So are these like historical fictions?
Yeah.
Or like,
they're real.
No, fiction's not
real. No, they're history. They're real. They're nonfiction.
Wrong word.
Yeah,
they're not good.
I love any kind of, yeah.
Like, it's live, girl. It's live.
I love, you know, history, if you forget it, you're doomed to repeat it. We continue to repeat things.
Well, history always repeats itself.
We're repeating the same things in 1968. You had Vietnam. You had race issues. You had political issues where you had Nixon running. We saw what happened. Nixon didn't make it, you know, his whole term. All this stuff's going on, and we continue to repeat these things. It's fascinating that we don't learn from our mistakes. So it's a great book. But, yeah, I like history, books about people, and, you know, sports stuff.
But do you read any nonfiction? No, wait. That is nonfiction. Sorry. Do you read any fiction?
Notebook. I read it.
The Notebook?
Yeah.
Ew, I've never read any of his books.
And I
sappy.
I don't read books.
Twilight.
Oh, I read those in college.
Yeah, Fault in My Stars. I read that.
Never.
Yeah, it's a sad one. It's very sad.
I don't do sappy.
Very sad. What's Lisa you looking at me like that for?
I mean, I have read over 170 books this year.
I have, well, I mean, I'm glad y'all were the book club, but I just don't read books. I mean, it's just something that I just...
Well, I listen to books.
I've tried. I mean, you know, if it...
I listen to books. I love books.
Get you some audio book. No.
Debbie Kiker, that's all she does.
I listen to books.
I like to read. She likes to listen. Yeah.
I mean, I can read, but I like to listen, too. It's easier for me because, okay...
I'm so, like, all over the place. I'm afraid I can't
now,
focus.
I do
like
want to read Britney Spears'
memoir.
Book. Oh, just came out today.
Yes, I do.
And I want to read it.
Well, I just finished. You probably wouldn't seen this, but I just finished Ralph Macchio, Wax On, Wax Off.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the Karate Kid. And star of Cobra Kai. Great show.
I've watched Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he's the main guy.
I feel like I read too much at work.
So yeah, but y'all do pretty good at this. Y'all done this professionally before? Y'all are knocking it out of the park. I like this.
Okay, you always joke about how you're shy.
I am shy.
Okay, but when you actually began radio and hosting and, like, speaking,
yeah,
did you have any shyness?
Okay, so I'll give you this quick story.
Okay.
There was a call-in show.
Any quick stories?
No, absolutely not. There was a call-in show, and it was on 10 to midnight, and it was statewide, that I eventually ended up hosting myself. But the first time I was on there, so I called the guy. I was in school, and I said, hey, listen, I'm just looking. I want to carry cables. I'll do whatever. I'm just looking to get into some sports broadcasting. Pat Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he tells me, hey, won't you come up to the studio, and about 11:45, we just want to, you know, give us some games that are happening that day. And I was like, okay, I'm fired up. So I'm driving, and I'd never been on a radio like live. College radio, there's nobody listening to you on college radio, by the way. I mean, your mom's not even listening to you on college radio. It's like 150 watts. Like, basically,
I bet your mama would.
It reaches from, no, my mom was like, Jamie, you're silly. Stop that. So I get there, Jaslyn, and so your question was, I nervous? Yes, first time ever, but I couldn't act nervous. So I walked in. And I just stopped at Chevron, and I was messing with this lady. And I got her name. I don't know why I got her name. So when I went in, I put my mic on. And if you've ever been to a radio, the red light comes on, means you're on air. And he goes, hey, we got Jamie Gilmore, new guy talking to, blah, 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 blah. And it came to me, and I said, hey, thank you so much. And I want to tell you that Julie Jones from the Chevron right down the road wanted to say, hey, everybody, and do a great job. And I mean, I said that, and they laughed, and it was like one of those things where I was like, okay, I got this. But for a brief moment, for the first time ever, you're a little nervous a little bit. I mean, everybody would be. But the funny part was he didn't tell me to come back the next – he didn't tell me to come back, but I wanted to come back. Mm-hmm. So I got a friend of mine to call, act like he was calling in for a team, and he goes, hey, yeah – that guy that did your college show, talking about college, is he going to be back again? I like that segment. And Pat goes, and I'm driving around like the block by the radio station, just waiting. He goes, yeah, Jamie Gilmore's going to, he never told me. So I pull in and walk in, and I was never missed a show again. He never told me I was going to be on there.
Wow.
But it was just one of those things. I was like, I got to get it back. I got to get back on here. Yeah. And so when he called, because he would have said, no, well, we're going to get him back on when we can. But he implied that I was coming back. And by God, I was in and hadn't missed a beat since. I pulled in. I was like, ready to go. Yeah, I was excited.
Okay.
Jaslyn, you got some good questions, too.
Thank you. Cameron wrote this one down.
This is a Cameron question?
Yes, this is a Cameron question.
Is Cameron still awake?
Jeez.
Okay, good.
What is was your favorite game show?
Ooh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. Probably The Price is Right. I think I like game shows that I can win.
I think we should do like a game show night in the park.
I think we should too. That would be fun. Yeah. We should come up with our own game show, just a Huey Town. Like, we could do it for the chamber. We could give prizes, get some contestants, and do some type of game show.
Yeah, that's great.
But, like, I don't like Jeopardy because I'm not smart enough to play it.
Yeah, me, absolutely not.
Yeah. Maybe Musical Jeopardy. I like, there's a show used to be on called Love Connection where
with Coach Coyne, actually, we had to, like, come up with a project on, like, scandals in game shows.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So one, I don't know if it was Love Connection or not, but there was one where there was, with a serial killer.
That was on Love Connection, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what they would do.
Oh, I've heard of that.
He was a murderer?
He was like a legit,
I still have the presentation.
Wow. Because they would send, so Love Connection, I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but they would set you up, so you'd go on there, and they'd have these dates. So they'd show these, like, let's say Megan was going on there. You had three guys, and the audience would vote on, like, you know, John would talk and then Billy would talk. 74% says they would send you on a date and they would bring you back and talk about the date. And they were and then if the date went really well, they were like, well, it's like this is a love connection. You're going to be going out again. Now, if it was bad, they would, because it was funny when they would, because sometimes, like, they would talk about, he didn't open the car door for me, this guy was a jerk. That was the best part of it. But then they let you go back. So exactly what you're talking about. There was a serial killer that was on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's why you can't do online dating.
That's true.
This is true.
These days.
True. You can't a Christian mingle.
What is his own?
Wait, what was his name?
Christian mingle. There still could be a murderer on there.
This was a while back.
Yeah, but a Christian murderer.
Christian. I love Jesus, but.
I think they did.
Okay. So yeah, that's an
I'll
Google.
Yeah. I'll have to find it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like a murderer. Like, yeah.
All right. So, final questions.
Okay. We'll end on a good note. Your birthday or your zodiac sign. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Pisces.
I have a lot of
Pisces. What's your Enneagram?
I'm a Pisces.
I'm an 8.
I'm a 7.
What
does that mean?
2 wing 3.
What is Enneagram? What is that? I don't know.
What that is. It's like a personality test. Yeah. Go home and take it tonight.
Okay, what do you think I am?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know him that well. I just know mine. And you're not mine.
You're like an outgoing, like 7 is like outgoing. Like, yeah. That's me. Like, yeah. I love to be around people. We kind of talked about this.
Yeah, but you know, if you listen to this, week's podcast, this mm-hmm. one ass out, it's weird. I am a people person.
Yeah.
I do like people, but I like to be by myself a lot too. I like to have time away to just stop being me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this hurts me in relationships, Catherine. You're going to like this. I told you about it. I need Sundays off.
Yeah.
I need, you know, God rested on Sunday, so should Jamie. So no text, no pop in, just give me Sunday off. And then I'll see you Monday.
I get it.
Do you roll your eyes every time my mother texts you on a Sunday night? Sorry to bother y'all.
See, I'm like, I need like half a day to like.
I need time. Yeah, I need time.
But, you know.
I need time to get back to, you know. Just,
I thrive off of like having stuff to do.
Sure.
Yeah. But like then I got to refill my social battery because it can get real
low. People tell me, you need to slow down. Like, no. I'm good. I'm going to keep going. I don't
think so. All right. Well, listen, I think this is a good place to stop. I really appreciate it. This is a lot of fun.
Jamie, thank you.
I like being the person. Thank you. Yeah, I like being the person that in the hot seat. Hope I did okay. Hope I answered your questions.
You did fantastic. And I feel like we already knew a good bit about you, but we learned even more, and it was great. So thank you for sharing.
That's great. So, go ahead.
What's going to be your closeout song?
Well, that's okay. So, since I'm the guest, I think y'all should pick the go home song. I think sometimes I get in a little trouble.
Please, no Weezer. Good.
I do like Weezer.
Like, how about Paramore? Ain't it fun?
Okay. Oh, there you go. Paramore. Ain't it fun? I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you don't like me, then we'll have another one coming up soon. You just skip this one altogether. Listen for a second so we get credit for it, but then skip it. Wow. But we greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.